talking with the experts.
In episode 548, learn how to create engaging content, use SEO and AI, and elevate your brand with Kirsten Graham.
I think AI is fantastic to help you outline a video. So, you know, my business partner is the type of person, she scripts her videos. She likes to have it word for word. I can't do that. I can't even read off a PowerPoint and stay on course. So that doesn't work for me. So I like to outline my videos. So I think you can use AI to help you outline your videos. You can use AI to come up with a bunch of different titles with your keywords in them. And then I often mix and match kind of what they've said. So I'm not always using something that AI created. I'm using it to get me thinking and helping me come up with something that would really work. But I think the other thing is, you know, if you're using AI, you want to make sure that you're sharing stories and you're bringing your personality and information to the screen the way you would deliver it. Because when we talk about how powerful video is, it's because it builds know, like, and trust.
Talking with the experts.
Are you looking to elevate your brand? Advertise with Talking with the Experts and reach a global audience. With over 36,000 monthly listeners, your message will resonate with a dedicated and engaged community. Hosted by Rose Davidson, our podcast is ranked in the top 100 in Australia and the top 20 in New Zealand. Boost your brand visibility, connect with potential customers, and drive conversions. Our listeners are eager for innovative solutions and expert insights. Let your brand be the one that they trust. Are you ready to grow with us? To learn more about advertising opportunities, contact us today at talkingwiththeexperts.com.
Talking with the Experts.
Welcome to Talking with the Experts, where we believe that success is a journey, and every journey is easier with help from friends. That's why we bring you top-notch experts and real business heroes eager to share their lessons from the road to success. We delve into new topics each week: effective marketing strategies, innovative problem solving, financial planning, and team building. We tackle everything you need to know to grow your business and keep it thriving. Whether you dream about launching your first startup or a business veteran looking to shake things up, we've got you covered. With each episode, you'll gain knowledge, boost your confidence, and be inspired to take action. So, grab a coffee, make yourself comfortable, and join our exciting journey. You're not alone in this. We're here, guiding you, cheering for you, and celebrating each milestone. Let's turn your business dreams into reality, starting today. Here is your host, Rose Davidson.
Hello, welcome to Talking with the Experts. I'm your host, Rose Davidson from rosedavidson.com. Talking with the Experts is all about business by business leaders for business leaders. You can find it on all podcasting streaming platforms and on YouTube. And today it's my very great pleasure to introduce you to Kirsten Graham. And Kirsten's going to be talking to us about all things video marketing. So how we can crack the code on our video marketing for any online businesses that are out there. Now, Kirsten has a steadfast dedication to empowering entrepreneurs and transitioning from their real estate to owning a thriving mortgage business and title agency. She forges an impressive career path. And beyond her business achievements, Kirsten actively engages in networking and mentoring fellow entrepreneurs to become a driving force in her local business community. Her central vision is the profound impact that video marketing content can have that can ignite your online business moving forward into the future. Kirsten, thank you so much for joining me today. It's such a pleasure to meet you, and welcome to Talking with the Experts.
Rose, thank you so much for having me. I'm happy to be here, and I love the topic of video marketing, so hopefully I don't geek out or get too overwhelming for you.
Now, I'm sure with your great knowledge, I'm sure it'll inform and educate our audience. Kirsten, how did you begin your journey and what got you interested in video marketing?
Yeah, sure. So my background technically is real estate. I started in real estate in the late 80s. I eventually ended up moving to the mortgage side, and I owned a title company and owned a mortgage company. And it was really funny because I did a lot of loans for self-employed people, and I was very involved in networking in our community. And everyone would always say, hey, can I take you to lunch and pick your brain? So I had been mentoring business owners for about a decade. So these were business owners that I knew from networking, but it also ended up being friends and then also clients of my mortgage company. And one of my clients, Jeannie, had called to check on interest rates. And I asked her, like, I know you were going to start your business. Did you do that? And she said, yes. And I said, how's it going? And she said, well, it's going, but I don't really know anyone else that owns a business. So of course I offered to mentor and coach her. And that was fantastic because this was 2006, 2007. And we really dug into and did a focus group around Facebook fan pages that first come out. LinkedIn was becoming more popular with businesses. You actually had blogging, was really popular with online businesses, but not so much with local businesses. And then the same thing with email marketing. Online businesses were using that, but local businesses were not. And we know a lot of local businesses got really, really far behind when it came to like having a website, because they kept saying, you know, my yellow pages are working for me. And so we saw how that turned out, right? So Jeannie had a real heart and a real passion for helping, you know, local business owners learn to market their businesses online. And so as a result of that, I started like coaching her, but in return, she had encouraged me to start doing videos for my marketing, for my mortgage company. And so that's what we did. Like my first video was really a video that I did out of frustration. If you've ever applied for a mortgage, you know, they ask you for like a million different things, you know, bank statements for the past 3 months. And we need all of the pages because the underwriter doesn't know page 7 is blank. So my first video was just really done out of frustration. So after I would talk to a client, I would send out a checklist, which I had been doing, of all the documents we needed. But now I attached the video. And what we found was that we started getting the documents back. So we got a lot more of the documents back, usually almost all of them, which meant my processors didn't have to chase them, which meant the mortgage process was better for them. So then we started doing just all kinds of educational videos. So just like blogging, one of the most powerful things about video marketing is almost every question a potential customer or a customer or client has asked you can be great video content. So we started creating videos, and Rose, this is what blew my mind, right? Is people would come in for their application and they knew me and they felt very connected to me. And I'm kind of panicking because I'm thinking, how do I know this person? Where did I meet this person? You know, they are so familiar with me. I'm feeling bad because I can't place them. And the reality was they had just watched a lot of the videos. And so they felt connected. And that's when I really learned the power of how much video builds know, like, and trust. And it was really eye-opening.
Yeah, I can imagine it would be. I mean, no one wants to sit there and read a huge, great document of the things that are required to get a mortgage. But you know, if they've got a video, they can take notes, and that way it will stick in their brain a lot better than you know, having to read a lot, because you know people learn and listen you know in different ways. So you know that's a great way to get your business out there is to answer those facts or Q&A's that you might even have on your website, rather than having a whole list of things. You know, put out a video on each of those points. It's a great way to get started, and innovative for its time.
Yeah, it was fantastic doing it so early on. And, you know, I say that's where my journey with video started because of Jeannie. And then our journey together started when she actually, after the focus group we put together, she ended up teaching classes on LinkedIn, Facebook fan pages, blogging, and email marketing, which was fantastic. She sold out all of her classes, but then she got really busy, which was wonderful. And I said to her, have you ever heard about outsourcing overseas? And she said, no. And I said, well, I've read about it. Would you want to try it? And she said, okay. So we went down this path together. This has been like 16 years ago, where we started hiring help and support for her marketing agency overseas. And so over the years, we've hired in 6 different countries. You know, we like to joke that if it could be done wrong, we did it wrong. We were taken advantage of. And in some cases, we were super crappy bosses, but we really ended up understanding and learning the value of outsourcing, especially for small businesses, because it's so incredibly affordable. And then that kind of morphed into us becoming business partners. And so we really help our clients learn how to use video marketing, learn all about the SEO, help them get comfortable on camera. And then we pair them with a virtual assistant that we've already interviewed, vetted, and trained, who takes care of everything else. Their video editing and audio editing, uploading it, the SEO, taking care of repurposing it for social media, sending it out to their email list, adding it to their website. So the business owner really only has to focus on, you know, creating the video, and, you know, they're just talking about things that they already know and are so passionate about. So it really is, and it has been a win-win, and we've really enjoyed the ride.
Just getting back to, you know, how can a business owner, when they very first starting doing videos, you know, how can they create that, you know, great content that captivates their audience?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is to realize that, you know, first of all, we really work with both local and online businesses for 2 reasons. People don't realize the value or the advantage you have with SEO, with video. Google is the largest search engine. It owns YouTube, which is a large search engine. And if you've ever or recently searched on Google, you'll often see that they'll show videos from YouTube. So I think the first thing that a business owner needs to understand is how to have an SEO strategy, so that when you are creating content, you're creating content that people will find. So I think that is really important. And then the other thing I think is, you know, I still record my videos on my phone. Like, I'm not fancy, and I have box lights and backdrops and all kinds of other stuff that I don't use. Even right now, I just have 2 lamps in the room. So I would say one of the first things is path of least resistance. You know, you can buy a very affordable little tripod for your phone and then set it up and start practicing and figure out, you know, what could be behind you that works. I mean, I've got blonde hair, so if I'm against a really light wall, I look like I'm bald. So I have to have some sort of pop of color behind me. So I think a lot of it is just trial and error to get the video looking the way you want it to look as far as background. And then once I think you have that down, it's just a matter of understanding that you know so much about your business. And every single question that someone has asked you most likely is a very good topic. So just start sharing content, educational content with people. It's not salesy content. It's just value-based content. And you'll be surprised when people find your videos. If they have the problem that you solve, they will pick up the phone or go online and book an appointment with you and have a conversation. And what's even more amazing is they'll quote things that you've said in your videos, which always blows my mind.
Yeah. And you know, you mentioned SEO, and SEO is so important these days for search engines like Google to be able to find you. But, you know, how can we, as business owners, make sure that our videos are using SEO content in them?
Well, first of all, for a lot of business owners, you probably have your primary keywords because you have a website. So whatever keywords you use to help your or gave to your, you know, your website developer, those are your keywords. So those are the things that you want to talk about in your video content. But you can also use tools like TubeBuddy to figure out what your ideal clients are searching for. So you can make sure that you're wording your video titles, your tags, and your description in a way that people are searching for it. You know, because Rose, you and I, we could want the same information But the way we may ask the question in the search engine could be very different. So you want to make sure that you understand how all of the different potential clients are searching for your information.
Yeah, that's a really good point. You're right about, you know, how we word the question in the search engine is very different from person to person. And and that can, I guess, harm your availability on that search engine, depending on, you know, the words that you're using. And sometimes, you know, using generic words doesn't always benefit the SEO search.
Right. Well, this is interesting. When we first started talking about virtual assistants, if you went on YouTube and you looked up virtual assistants, all of the videos that came up were people who were teaching you how to become a virtual assistant. So obviously that wasn't ideal for us. So we started using the term marketing virtual assistant in our content, and that started to rank for us. And now you see a lot more searches with marketing virtual assistant, video marketing virtual assistant. So for us, we had to find a different way to kind of word what we were doing to differentiate ourselves. The other thing is, when we first started talking about outsourcing, people really weren't looking up outsourcing. You know, I think they thought about outsourcing as things that, you know, really large companies did, not small businesses. And so your average person, your average small business owner wasn't really looking up outsourcing. So you do need to do that research and then find ways around that.
Yeah. A lot of, you know, AI has been, you know, up and coming since, you know, 2022, and it's being used more and more. How can we utilize AI in our video marketing?
So I think AI is fantastic to help you outline a video. So, you know, my business partner is the type of person, she scripts her videos. She likes to have it word for word. I can't do that. I can't even read off a PowerPoint and stay on course. So that doesn't work for me. So I like to outline my videos. So I think you can use AI to help you outline your videos. You can use AI to come up with a bunch of different titles with your keywords in them. And then I often mix and match kind of what they've said. So I'm not always using something that AI created. I'm using it to get me thinking and helping me come up with something that would really work. But I think the other thing is, you know, if you're using AI, you want to make sure that you're sharing stories and you're bringing your personality and information to the screen the way you would deliver it. Because when we talk about how powerful video is, it's because it builds know, like, and trust. And, you know, if someone sees me here on your podcast and then they book a call with me, what you see is what you get, right? They're going to really feel like, okay, that was the person I saw in the video. So you don't want to have AI write a script that then you kind of read that doesn't sound like you. That doesn't make any sense. So make sure you show up as you on your videos, but leverage AI to get you thinking or to come up with, again, outlines or concepts, or to look up lots of different titles and then use what that comes up with to create the best title for your videos.
Yeah, I had a brainwave early on in the year. You know, the opening of this podcast is the one I've been using since its inception. But I thought I had a bit of a brainwave, and I thought, yeah, let ChatGPT write me an introduction. And it was like, I read it a couple of times, and I just couldn't deal with it because it wasn't me. It wasn't words that I would use, and so I just reverted back to the original because I thought, well, your short and sweet's really great. And I mean, all I asked was a 15-second introduction, and it came up, you know, this right. Huge, great, long thing that, yeah, it didn't sound like me at all. And for me to read it was just like, I gave up because I thought it was hopeless. So you're right, you've got to put your own personality into it and your own spin on things, because yeah, AI in all of its you know, grandness doesn't always sound like the person that you want to be. So use it with caution, I still think.
Yes, and you can layer your tools. That's one thing that we do. You may want to start off looking in chat, and then you may want to move everything that chat did into Gemini, or then move it into another tool. So there are lots of ways for you to use multiple AI tools to kind of start improving what it's doing. And I think a lot of that has to do with just learning how to prompt it with multiple questions and different layers of questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I guess with the service that you provide, you know, what are the steps that a business owner uses to, you know, get their video marketing out into the marketplace?
Right. So if you're creating video on your own, obviously, once you've created your video, you generally want to edit it and make it visually interesting. I always like to joke that if I'm talking for 15 minutes doing a talking head style video, nobody wants to look at this for 15 minutes. So that's where you want to add things like B-roll and images and different transitions. You want to put words on the screen. You want to make that video visually interesting for the person who's watching it, because you want them to stay on your video as long as possible. So for us, I feel like business owners need to spend most of their time doing what they love. So whether that is coaching their clients or selling real estate, whatever that is, they want to spend most of their time doing that. And if they're not doing that, they want to be looking for and having conversations with people who could become their clients, so they can do what they love and have the biggest impact on their audience or on their clients. So it doesn't make sense for someone like me, who is not tech savvy, who has very little patience and is quite ADD, to try to learn how to edit my own videos. That just does not make sense when I can pay someone halfway around the world a very easy and affordable salary of, say, $250 a month to $500 a month to do all of that for me. So we really recommend that business owners outsource their video editing and audio editing and having the virtual assistant take care of uploading the video and SEO. But the other thing is, when you create video content, you want to market it. You know, Rose, you said to me, you know, before this episode goes live, I'll send out an email and all I ask is that you share it with your audience. Well, of course, right? You're going to share it with your audience on lots of different platforms. And I'm going to share this interview on lots of different platforms with our audience. And those things take time. But when you can hand it off to a virtual assistant who, one, is generally under the age of 30, incredibly tech savvy, you know, when we're interviewing and vetting them, we're looking for people who are creative and passionate about editing and graphic design, and they love what they do. So I feel like it's win-win. I get to hand off things that I'm not fantastic at, I don't enjoy doing, to someone who, where that is their passion. That's how they're making a difference in the world. And that's really win-win. So that's what we really work with our clients on, is understanding how to create good video content, how to have an awesome strategy around their SEO and repurposing their video, but then pairing them with a virtual assistant who can do all of that backend stuff.
Yeah, it can be really important. I mean, if you're not tech savvy and you want to market your videos, you know, outsourcing can be a great way to, you know, get the all the benefits that you can to get your video, you know, seen and heard, and you know, get those special things that need doing, like the SEO, for instance. And you know, and perhaps they can advise you on, you know, how you can improve the quality of your videos, because not always people aren't uncomfortable in front of the camera, and you know, sometimes they just need a little bit of a helping hand to, you know, to get them up to that next level.
Yeah, I'm always surprised, you know, not surprised, I guess, at this point, but it's always amazing to see how excited a new client is when maybe they have, you know, they've just done their trailer or intro video for YouTube, or they've created their first video, and how nervous they were. And they may have recorded that video three or four times, because you know how we all are. But then they hand it off to the virtual assistant, and the virtual assistant works their magic on it. And then it comes back and that client is like, wow, like, this is something I'm proud of. This is something I can put out there and feel good about. And it really showcases, you know, who I am and how I help people. You know, I think as women, especially, we still tend to pick ourselves apart. Like, oh, I shouldn't have said it that way. Or, oh, my hair was sticking up there, or whatever it is. But we really focus on the fact that if you care about your clients and you truly want to help people, use that passion and that desire to serve to overcome your fear. And you know, and again, having a virtual assistant who, you know, can make that video look super amazing and is excited. They're excited about all the edits that they've done, and they're excited about all the graphics that they've added. So it's really, it changes the dynamics, because then all of a sudden there's a passion between the virtual assistant and the business owner and this co-creation of content.
Yeah. And, you know, that can be really helpful and relaxing and reassuring and empowering and all of those things, you know, when you can hand off something to someone else who has that expertise to, you know, bring that video up to that next spectacular level that, you know, you've been looking for. Because a lot of times we have this vision about how we want the video to appear, but we don't always have the skills or ability to get it to that level. So yeah, so tell me a little bit about your business, Kirsten.
Sure. So sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com is our website and our YouTube channel. So I still have one-on-one clients that I work with, and I actually have clients I've had for over a decade now. So I still have one-on-one clients, but as Jeannie and I have partnered, we are really focused on helping business owners, especially women, understand that they deserve the support that they need in their business so that they can really take the business to the level that they want to take it to. So we do something a little different, I guess. That's the first thing, Rose. We don't act as a marketing agency, and we don't act as an outsourcing agency. So we really, really, really believe that the virtual assistants are better off and the clients are better off if they work directly together without having an agency in the middle. And that's one of the things we do a lot of coaching with our clients on, you know, how to navigate cultural differences, how to be a great leader and boss, how to communicate your likes and dislikes so that your content is done exactly the way you want it. And we believe that when you treat a virtual assistant like part of your team and you let them know that they're valued, they're going to stay with you for years. And that's where the magic happens, because once they know what you like and dislike, they're off doing their thing. And then there's not a lot of edits. There doesn't take up a lot of your time, because you know that they know exactly what you want. So that's one thing where we're very different. And again, with marketing, we believe, because we're in a day and age where we all have to create our own content. It's very hard for a marketing agency, you know, to create content that's going to be at the level of a video that you've done for yourself or I've done for myself. So we coach our clients on that rather than having them pay an agency to do it for them. So that's one of the things that's very different. We love outsourcing. So we really focus right now primarily in three areas, which is marketing, virtual assistants to take care of video editing and those types of things. And then we also, one of the strategies we've used is getting booked on podcasts. It's a great way to generate leads. It's a great way to build your audience. So we actually train virtual assistants to get our clients booked on podcasts. So that's another service. And then we're in the process of offering a third service, which is having virtual assistants actually book sales calls or discovery or enrollment calls for, you know, our clients, because we have someone who does that for us. So yeah, we want to stay in the marketing realm of outsourcing, because I feel like that's our wheelhouse. And I also feel like that's where you're going to get the best ROI. So if you're just now investing in hiring help, hire people that are going to help you make money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the end game, really, isn't it? Is a business owner making money, and if you can outsource anything that helps you achieve that goal, you know, then why not? Kirsten, it's been a really interesting conversation, and you know, learning to outsource your video content, which is, you know, if anything like me, I would love to outsource, but I'm too picky about what I want. So how can you, I guess, encourage others to let go of those reins?
Well, I think being picky is what makes someone a good boss, right? So your content is never going to go out until it's exactly the way you want it. So your virtual assistant, we talk a lot about this. When they first start editing your content, it's really important for you to coach them and tell them why you like things and why you don't like certain things. And if you coach them, I can promise you that they can create content as good, if not better, than you can. And my question to most business owners is that the best place for you to spend your time? And, you know, the other part of that is if you love it, if editing videos is something you absolutely love, I think it is important for business owners to keep those things that they love doing that are creative. You know, Jeannie, my business partner, you know, is a trained graphic designer and marketer. That's what her degree is in. And so one of the conversations we have, whether we're creating a new landing page or anything creative, when we talk about doing that, you know, I always say, is this something you want to sink your teeth in and do, or do you want to delegate it? And then it's up to her to say, as much as I'd love to do it, I'm going to delegate it because I've got these other things that are going to move the needle in our business. And, you know, and sometimes she'll say, yes, I've got some extra time. I really do want to dive in and do this. So it's not all or nothing. If you are a creative person and you still want to do some of the creative parts of your marketing, but again, is spending time doing those things getting in the way of you taking the business to the next level?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, sometimes we need to let go. As much as we love doing something, sometimes not letting go stops you from doing the things that, you know, you're absolutely passionate about. So yeah, I get that. Kirsten, where can people find you if they want to know more about your business?
Sure, they can find us at sixfigurebusinesscoaching.com. But I also have a free guide. It's called Double Your Income with a Marketing Virtual Assistant. And they can get that at outsourcingforbosses.com. Outsourcingforbosses.com. And it's just a guide about outsourcing.
Yeah, great. Outsourcing for, so what is it? Outsourcing for?
Bosses.com.
Thank you. I'll just write that. Yeah, because, .com. Just so that people can get a hold of that and, you know, take advantage of that wonderful offer. Kirsten, if you were to offer any advice or tidbit or quote or something, you know, what would that be?
When it comes to marketing, I would definitely say let your desire to serve people overcome your fear. Right? Because none of us are ever 100% comfortable talking to that little green light. And, you know, it's always progress, not perfection when it comes to marketing. So that would be my biggest piece of advice. Let your desire to serve your clients override your fear.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that. You know, fear of marketing is a big thing with business owners. They know about it. They've heard about it, but they don't know how to do it. And if they can take advantage of an opportunity to join your organization and get them to help them on their journey, that all the better for them. I think they'll have their marketing down in a moment, and before you know it, they'll be on the way to total success.
I appreciate that, Rose. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Kirsten. It's been lovely to meet you.
You too.
You've been listening to Talking with the Experts, hosted by Rose Davidson. Make sure you have a look at our back catalogue over at talkingwiththeexperts.com, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss out on any episode. We look forward to your company next time. Talking with the Experts.